Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:49 in the Lehigh Valley. Tonight, the Pigs drop another one to the Buffalo Bisons by a final score of 6-4. Pigs falling to 67-46 on the air. Buffalo climbs to 49-64. This is the post-game show, everybody. These are your highlights for August the 5th, 2017, and I am Sam Mines. Welcome to the post-game show. A tough night for the Iron Pigs, who could not get runners in with them in scoring position. They put up four runs, all four runs off of the long ball. Now, Pigs have set a new record high for home runs for a season, and Reese Hoskins tonight with his home run set a new single-season Iron Pigs home run tally with his 27th, but the Pigs, I'm sure, would love to turn some of those home runs into clutch hits with runners in scoring position, because the Pigs had their chances but just could not get the job done tonight. Buffalo was able to take advantage of those opportunities late in the game, scoring two in the seventh and two in the eighth, coming back to beating the Pigs 6-4. In the top of the first inning, the Pigs had their opportunities. Scott Kingery popped up to lead off the game, but then J.P. Crawford walked, and so did Reese Hoskins. All of a sudden, the Pigs were in some business. Two on, one out, but Dylan Cousins flew out, and Brock Stassi grounded out, and that ended the top of the first. In the bottom of the first, the Bisons, much like they did yesterday, got some two-out runners on. After Christian Lopes popped up and John Birdie grounded out to Kingery, Dwight Smith Jr. walked, and that brought Rowdy Tellez to the plate.
Drilled in the air, right field. Cousins is back, but it's over his head and off the wall. Smith runs well. He's to third. They're going to wave him around. The relay throw is late. Smith scores standing on a two-out RBI double by Tellez, and it's like deja vu all over again.
Pigs were down 1-0 in the bottom of the first, but Teoscar Hernandez would ground out to Pedro Florimon to end the bottom of the first inning. Top of the second inning, the Pigs once again had an opportunity after back-to-back walks, but Hairless Rodriguez would strike out, and that would lead to a bizarre inning-ending double play.
Runners lead. It'll be an 0-2 and a swing and a miss. Rodriguez gone, 2 away. And now they throw a pickoff throw to first base. Logan Moore was napping. He gets in a rundown and they tag him out. Picked off.
Logan Moore got picked off, and the Pigs once again stranded a runner in scoring position, Andrew Pullen, on second base. Bottom of the second inning, Danny Jansen walked to lead off the inning. Gregorio Petit hit into a fielder's choice, and then Jason Leblebijan came up to the plate, hitting an E6, putting runners on second and third for Roman Fields.
Pitcher swung on a ground ball, chopped towards second, past the dive of Kingery in the right field, the base hit. The runner's coming home, he'll score. The throw goes to third, it's strong by Cousins, but late. And then taking second on the throw goes Fields, who's got another hit against Lehigh Valley. On an 0-2 or a 1-2 pitch, he drills a ground ball past the dive of Kingery, and the Bisons take a 2-0 lead.
Roman Fields had a field day against the Pigs today, as he often does. But following that, Lively was able to settle down. He got Christian Lopes to line out and John Birdie to ground out to Pedro Florimon to end the second inning. Top of the third, well, the Pigs had another opportunity with runners in scoring position. Scott Kingery struck out, but J.P. Crawford, who continues to be hot at the plate, doubled. But Reese Hoskins struck out, and Dylan Cousins struck out. That meant the Pigs had a runner in second in each of the first three innings and could not move them any further. Bottom of the third, Lively was continuing to pitch well. He got Dwight Smith Jr. on a ground out to Hoskins, then struck out Rowdy Tellez looking, and Teoscar Hernandez swinging. So he moved to the top of the fourth inning, and the Pigs would get back into this one. Brock Stassi would single, and then Pedro Florimon would come to the plate.
Runner leads, and it will be a 2-2 to Florimon. Pitch swung on, hit high in the air, right center field deep, Back goes Hernandez at the track, and that ball is gone! Forget about it! Florimon on the second consecutive night.
Florimon made it 2-2, and the Pigs were right back into this one. After that, Andrew Pullen would single, but Logan Moore would pop up, and Harris Rodriguez would fly out. Scott Kingery would then single, moving Pullen over to third, but J.P. Crawford could not bring Pullen in, thanks to a really nice play by John Birdie on a ground out by Crawford, which saved a run and kept the Pigs and Bisons tied at 2 apiece. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lively was in a groove. 1-2-3 inning once again. Top of the fifth inning, the Pigs would take a lead when Rhys Hoskins led off the inning.
And hammered high in the air, left field, forget about it! A franchise record 27th home run for Hoskins.
What a year for Rhys Hoskins. What a big-time home run as well. It gave the Pigs a 3-2 lead. They would do no more that inning, however. Dylan Cousins would fly out. Brock Stassi struck out. And Pedro Florimon grounded out to Birdie. Bottom of the fifth inning was a bizarre one. It began with a lead-off single, which due to an E5 allowed Roman Fields all the way to third base. One pitch later, there was a line out by Christian Lopes, and two pitches later, Ben Lively was out of the inning.
Infield up, here's the pitch by Lively, swung on a line drive, caught! It's going to be an easy double play! Crawford grabs it, shovels over to third, and the runner is all the way by home plate, an easy double play. Can you believe that inning? On four pitches, they get a man to third and don't score.
A wild inning that took just four pitches and wound up, or started with a runner on third base and nobody out, and wound up with no run scoring for the Bisons. We move on to the sixth inning. Pigs went down 1-2-3. In the bottom of the sixth, so did the Bisons. They did have a leadoff walk by Dwight Smith Jr., but he was picked off. After that, the next two batters went down in order. Moving on to the top of the seventh inning. Pigs went down 1-2-3, and then in the bottom of the seventh inning, things would go downhill for the Pigs. Danny Jansen would single, and then Gregorio Petit would tie the game.
Runner leads off, small lead, 3-2 Pigs, here's the pitch, and it swung on, hit in the air, left center field, Rodriguez on his horse racing back, will he get there, and no, it's over his head, all the way to the center field wall. Around third, scoring without a throw comes Jansen. In at second with a tying RBI double goes Petit, Gregorio Petit comes up grande, and it's a 3-3 game.
Following the Petit double, Jason Leblebijian flew out, but Roman Fields, continuing to hurt the Pigs, came up and gave the Bisons a lead.
Fields continues to kill the Pigs. He's 2-for-2 tonight, and he swings and he grounds one. Base hit through the middle into right center field. Rounding third and scoring is Petit. Roman Fields kills the Pigs. He's now 12-for-27 with 6 RBIs. This one puts Buffalo back in front 4-3.
4-3 lead for the Bisons, but they would get nothing else in that seventh inning. Christian Lopes would strike out swinging. Back-to-back walks to Birdie and Dwight Smith, but Rowdy Tellez struck out swinging. That ended the top of the seventh inning. Or bottom of the seventh inning, excuse me. So we moved to the top of the eighth. Now Pigs once again had opportunities. Following a Dylan Cousins strikeout, Brock Stassi reached on an E5, and then Pedro Florimon hit into what should have been an inning-ending double play, except there was another error, which put both runners in scoring position in second and third. It put them at first and second. Then Andrew Pullen hit into a ground out to Rowdy Tellez at first base, which moved the runners up to second and third. And the Pigs, once again, with one single, had a chance to take back the lead. But their hitting with runners in scoring position continued to struggle.
Runners lead off pitch, call third strike.
Logan Moore went down on strikes, and that ended the top of the eighth inning. And in the bottom of the eighth, Buffalo would pile on. Teoscar Hernandez would double. Danny Jansen popped up, but Gregorio Petit singled. And then Jason Leblebijian came up to the plate in what would ultimately be the turning point of the game.
2 pitches swung on and drilled out left field pretty deep. Pullen will race back, and he makes it. No, he doesn't make the catch. Off his glove, all the way to the wall. One runs in, two runs in that second level of beach. He'd have more lives than a cat. And it's now a 6-3 lead, and let's look at replay.
Now, that would ultimately be the turning point, because following that, back-to-back strikeouts to Roman Field and Christian Lopes, but those two runs made a huge difference, because with one out in the top, or two outs in the top of the ninth, excuse me, J.P. Crawford hit another home run.
And it swung on, hit in the air with power to deep left center field. Back is Fields at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. J.P., see you later again.
And that made it 6-4. Pigs just hoping for an opportunity to get the tying runs to the plate with one of their big hitters up, but Rhys Hoskins would pop up to end the game.
Here's the 3-1. It swung on, popped up. Looks like it might get out of play first base side. Or will it? Here comes the catcher over. He's got room. Makes the catch right in front of the dugout stairs, and the game ends on a pop-up in foul territory to the catcher, Danny Jansen.
And the Pigs would fall 6-4 to the Buffalo Bisons tonight in Buffalo. For Lehigh Valley, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. For the Buffalo Bisons, 6 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. The Iron Pigs were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base. The Bisons, they were 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. Ben Lively took the loss. He's now 7-3, 6 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Pat Venditti went 1/3 of an inning, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And Michael Marriott went 1 inning, 3 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 2 strikeouts. Luis Santos went 4 innings and did not get a decision for the Buffalo Bisons. 5 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Murphy Smith, he got the win. Despite giving up the home run to Rhys Hoskins, he's now 3-4. 3 innings worked, 1 hit. 1 run all earned, 2 strikeouts. Tim Mazza, from right here in Allentown, got the hold, 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. And Chris Smith got the save, his 7th, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, it was earned, 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes, in front of 8,401, out at Coca-Cola Field in Buffalo, New York. Once again, the final score tonight, the Buffalo Bison 6 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 4.